Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Dalid in Maseches Sukkah.
It is the 563rd daf in Shas. Our daf is going to discuss shortening the distance between the ground and the schach in the case in which the schach is more than 20 amos. We learned in our Mishnah on daf Beis Amid Aleph that the Chachamim say a sukkah that's higher than 20 amos is possible. What happens if you place a platform, if you place pillows, and you shorten the distance between the area that you're sitting on, because you're now sitting on pillows, and the schach? The Gemara will discuss many of these permutations. This Gemara, as you can see from the diagram on Dalet Amid Aleph, is actually not easy. It depends on where you're going to add a platform or add dirt that's going to shorten the distance between the schach and the ground. Once the Gemara begins to discuss that, the Gemara will get into the nitty-gritty of halachos of sukkah. For example, the rule of dofen akuma, which simply put, if the schach is possible at the edge of the roof, where the schach reaches the wall, then there's room to say dofen akuma, that we make the schach that's possible next to the wall, as if there is a wall that has a right angle that reaches the schach itself. That analysis will take us to Dalet Amid Beis, where we will be introduced to another important klal in sukkah, and that is the klal of good asik mechitas, and that is that there is a time that one can make a imaginary wall or a theoretical wall that is lower down from the schach itself. And the Gemara will give us some parameters for that. Let's, Be'ezer Hashem, jump in to Daf Dalet. And the yeshivas, they say that Daf Dalet is really the beginning of the analysis of the halachic structure of the sukkah itself. Two lines on the bottom, Gimel Beis. If you have a sukkah that's more than 20 amos, and you then attempt to make the distance between the ground and the schach, the distance of 20 amos, shorter by adding pillows or clothing. So, lo havimit, in such a case, that's not considered a significant diminution of the distance between the schach and the ground. The reason for that, Rashi explains, is because people normally don't leave their karim uksasos, pillows, clothing, blankets, on the ground for an extended period of time, and it's not as if you put in a platform. Even if you say, nah, I'm not interested in using these pillows anymore, I want them only to be a platform, it still doesn't work. Why? If you made a platform and distanced the schach from the platform where you were sitting on, where it's no longer 20 amos, that would certainly work. However, in this case, it doesn't. Mishum de batla daita etzel kol oven. The halachic rule is, for something in general to have halachic significance, it has to be a change that is normal. So since normally most people don't use their karmuk sasos as a platform, so then in such a case, even if one attempts to use it as a platform, it wouldn't work. What about Teven Ubitlo, if he puts straw there and he says, I'm no longer interested in using the straw for any other purpose except for it to raise up the floor, and there'll no longer be a distance of 20 amos between the schach and the new floor, Havimi, it works. V'kol shekein afar Ubitlo. Certainly, if he uses dirt and he says he's interested in becoming the floor, then it works. What about Teven V'ein Asid Lefanoso? The person decides to put down straw, and he says, I'm going to leave the straw there. What I'm going to do with it later on, I'm not being mevatel, I'm not saying this is my new floor, but for now, I'm going to use it in such a way. Va'afar stam, or he puts down dirt, but he doesn't say he wants it to be his new floor. Says, Gemar machleikis Rabbi Yosi v'rabban. And then that's machleikis Rabbi Yosi v'rabban, desnan, as we learned in Maseches Erevin, bayis shemiluhu teven otsroros. If a house is filled up with straw or rocks, ubitlo, and he's mevatelet, this Mishnah, which is in Olos and quoted in Erevin, is describing the following halacha, and that is that for Tumas Oel, if the Oel has a distance between the bottom part of the oel, what we would call the floor, and the ceiling of a tefach, so then in such a case, if there is tumah in that room, for imagine a room that's filled with dirt. However, there still is a space of a tefach between the dirt, which is essentially now the floor of the oel, and the ceiling. In such a case, we have a rule that the tumah doesn't go up. However, if there isn't a distance of a tefach, that's called tumas ritzutza, so then in such a case, the tumah goes past the roof, because a roof doesn't have any halachic significance if it's not roofing, if you will, over a tefach worth of space. Hence, the Tanakhama says the following, Bayishimilu tevenot tzroros ubitlo, if it's full with tevenot tzroros, to the point that there isn't a space of a tefach, and he says, I don't want the teven to simply be stored here, but I want the teven to be the floor, so then in such a case, mavutal, then in such a case it becomes the floor, and if there's no longer a tefach space between the ceiling and the floor, then it's called tumas ritzutza, and it goes up to the heavens. However, we are medayik, bitlo in, lo bitlo lo, that's only if you said that you wanted it to serve as a floor. But if you didn't say that, so then it's considered as if the room is housing the tevin or petal, or tsroros, which are pebbles, and then in such a case, their volume, the space that it takes up, has no halachic significance. V'tani Allah, Rabbi Yossi Omer, tevin ve'inos lefanos harehu ka'ofer stam. Harehu ka'ofer stam u'batel. If you have straw, and he doesn't intend to remove it, then in such a case, he doesn't need to spell out that I'm being mevatel. It's like stam offer, and it's batel and serves as the new floor. Offer va'asa lefanoso, if it's dirt and he intends to remove it, hareyu kistam tevin velo batel. It's like stam tevin, and it's not considered batel. So the Gemara is insinuating that just like there's a machlokis between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan in regards to Tumah and Tahara, the same machlokis would apply in regards to sukkah. And that is, that if a person put down in a sukkah straw without the intention to remove it, but at the same time he didn't say that he was making it a floor, what we call being mevatelit, and also if he puts down dirt without the intention to remove it, according to Rabbi Yossi, they're batel to the sukkah, and they're memayit the sheer sukkah. However, according to the Chachamim, in such a case, they're not batel to the sukkah, and then, in such an instance, you measure from the ground, and if the ground is 20 amos from the schach, it will be possible. We put a big period over here, and now we begin new halachos in regards to miut hasukkah. 11 lines from the top and dalet amin alf, ha'isukkah v'yim esrim amma. If the sukkah was more than 20, the amos, v'hutzin yardin b'sol chaf amma. The sugya of hutzin is that there are small leaves that are lowering themselves down within 20 amos, until some ruba mechamos and kshira. If the leaves that are lower down, let's say they're, imagine branches that are resting on top of the sukkah, however they have leaves or smaller branches that are going down, and that those are within 20 amos from the ground. So if you measure the schach from the actual large branches themselves, then the schach is going to be possible for a sukkah of above 20 amos. However, if you take the hutzin into account, so then in such a case, then the schach could be kosher if you measure from the hutzin. Do you measure from the hutzin, or do you measure from the actual schach itself? So says the Braisa, im tzilsam meruba mechamosa kshera. If the shade of the hutzin is more than the sunlight, so then it's kosher, v'imlav psula, but otherwise it's going to be pasul. Similarly, ha'isa gevaya yutvachim, if the sukkah is in the opposite extreme, is ten tvachim high, v'hutzin yardin l'soch yud, we learned in our Mishnah that a sukkah that is shorter than ten tvachim is also pasul. What happens if the schach is above ten tvachim, but the hutzin go within ten? Savar Abaye lemeimar, Abaye thought to say, im chamasam merubim mitzolsam ksheira. If the hutzin doesn't produce enough tzel, then it's still kosher. However, if it does, then it'll be pasul. Amalei Rava said no. even though the logic would seem to extend that just like when it comes to 20 Amos, if the Hutzin create the Tzel, so then in such a case, then the Hutzin is a significant Tzchach, and so too over here, if the Hutzin create the Tzel, the majority of Tzel, then it becomes the significant Tzchach. If it doesn't, it would not be significant, and therefore a sukkah that the branches are within 10 tefachim from the ground and hutzim are less would not be considered significant if the hutzim do not provide a majority of sel. Nevertheless, Amar Le Rava, Rava does not accept it. Two lines above the diagram, Hadira Srucha hi ve'ein adam dar bedira srucha. This is literally a disgusting dwelling. Srucha means maybe even spoiled would be more precise. A spoiled dwelling. What that means is that even though halachically the hutzin is not considered the schach, and the schach is measured only from the above branches, but if the hutzin get in your way and you cannot move around within 10 tefachim because they're falling into the airspace of 10 tefachim, then it's possible as a dira srucha. You put a period over here. Last line before the diagram in our Gemara. If you had a sukkah that was possible because the schach is above 20 amas, ubana ba itzdava, and a platform was built, keneged dofen amtsay al pnei kol. That's the diagram that we have next to us in the Gemara, the first diagram, and that is he builds a platform along the middle wall. So what you have is a platform that reaches three walls. And that means that you have less than 20 amos. The platform now made it that the schach was no longer 20 amos from the ground, because now you measure from the platform itself and it was less than 20 amos. Where you're going to be sitting on the area of less than 20 amos surrounded by three walls. So then in such a case, v'yesh ba hechsher sukkah, if the area of the platform is 7 by 7 tefachim, that's hechsher sukkah, kshera, then it's kosher. However, umin hatzad, but if you build a platform on the side, that's diagram, the second diagram, im yesh mitzas itzdava lekosel dalet amos psula. If there isn't the third wall within 4 amos of the platform, it's going to be possible. Pachas me'arba amos ksheira. But if it's less than 4 amos, then it's ksheira. The reason it would be kosher is because of the rule of dofen akuma. As Rashi explains, three lines into the wide on the bottom of our amud, that if you have, and this is a very, very important rule, that the Gemara fleshes out, and that is that if you have schach posel that is abetting a wall, and the schach posel that joins the right angle to the wall is less than 4 amos, then we look at the wall as if it's crooked. We look at that posel schach as being part of the wall, and the actual schach itself beginning after the schach posel. That's what the Gemara says over here. My kamashmalim, what's the chiddush? Damrinan dofen akuma. That we say that the schach posel of 20 amos, before you reach the platform, in other words, in our Gemara on the left side, you see that there's a platform next to the right wall. There's no platform next to the left wall. If the distance between the platform and the wall itself on the left is less than 4 amos, and in other words, you have only schach posel of more than 20 amos for less than a distance of 4 amos to the kosher schach itself, then we evoke the rule of dofen akuma. The Gemara now asks that this rule of dofen akuma is something that we had learned before.
Tanina, we already learned Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, Bayish and Nifches, a house that the roof opened up. Let's say the roof fell in. V'sikei chal gabav, and you put schach on top of the roof. Im yesh min hakosel sichuch dalet amos psula, if there still is a remnant of the old roof, which is posel, which is not kosher schach, and around the perimeter of the roof there is that much of dalet amos, so then it's posel. Hapagos min kayon ksher, but less than 4 amos, it's going to be kosher, based on the rule of Dofen Akuma. So we already learned this halacha of Dofen Akuma in the context of Bayish and Nifches Vesika Chalgabov. If this less than Dalad Am is from the wall, it's going to be kosher based on Dofen Akuma. That we view that Pasul Schach as being part of the wall itself, even though the wall has magically made a right degree turn, right angle turn. Nevertheless, as long as less than four Amos, it's going to be kosher. So what do we see? We already have the concept of Dofen Akuma. Says the Gemara, Mal the same, I would have thought that in our case, you don't say Dofen Akuma. In the case in which the Itztava is in the middle of the Sukkah, and you're saying Dofen Akuma on Schach that's above 20 Amos. Hasam hu dechazio l'doifen. When it came to Dofen Akuma, by Shnifches, v'sikechal gabov, so that in such a case, that area can be used for a wall. What do we mean? That the material is wallable material. It's a wall material because it is something like a roof. A roof material is similar to wall material. Aval hacha, but over here, we're talking about schach that's above 20 amis, that's possible. The lo chazi l'dofen, it can't be used as a dofen. Schach is made out of goren v'yekev, is made out of, quoting the pasuk, is made out of things that are flimsy. So then in such a case, then we would think that you don't say Dofen Akuma, Eimalo, Kamash Malon. The chiddush is that nevertheless, we do say the rule of Dofen Akuma. The Gemara continues, eight lines from the bottom. Hoysa gavoya me'asrim amma, if the schach was above 20 amas, ubana itztava be'emtziusa, and you built a platform in the middle. Im yesh misvasa itztava l'dofen arba amas l'chol ruach psula. Similar to the idea that we saw before, that if there is a distance between the wall and the platform, more than four amos. So then in such a case, you have more than four amos on either side of schach pasul, it's above 20 amos. So then it's pasul. Pachas me'arba amos k'sheb. If it's less than four amos, it's going to be kosher. Ma'ika mashmal, what are we learning? Damrina and Dofen Akuma. We already learned the rule of Dofen Akuma. So now the Gemara is asking, hainu hach, that's the same case of itztava that we learned where next to the diagram above that we had learned, minatzad im yesh misfas itztava l'kosel d'amos psula pachas me'amos shera. So why do we need both halachas? Hainu hach, they're the same thing. Answers the Gemara, five lines from the bottom. Out the same. I would have thought doifin akuma miruach achas amrina. When do we say doifin akuma? That's in the case that we had above where we had yesh misfas itztava l'kosel. So then, as you see in the diagram, you did not need dofen akuma on the two other walls. All you needed the dofen akuma was for one wall. However, in the case that we just had, the yesh misfas itztava l'dofen arba amos l'kol ruach uruach, over there, you were using dofen akuma on all sides. Ma'al the same dofen akuma ruach achas amrinan, avol kol ruach v'ruach lo, but you don't say it on every side. Kamash Malon, the chidush is that you say it on every side as well. The Gemara continues three lines from Adam and Dalad on Alf, Hoysip Chusim Yud Tvachim. If a sukkah is less than 10 Tvachim high, V'chokak Bo, and he makes a hole in the ground, Kedei Lashim La'asar, Im Yesh Misfas Chak Ulekosel Gilmol Tvachim Psula. Notice over here the difference in shear. Over here, you have to make a hole in the ground, and the ground, the hole needs to be within three tvachim to the wall. If it's not, so then the wall is not connected to the ground, the hole in the ground. So if im yesh misvach kak lekosel gimel tvachim psula pachas mishosh tvachim kshir, but if it's less than three tvachim, then they're considered connected. Asks the Mara, as we alluded to before, when we read it on the bottom of Dalet Amin Aleph, on the first line of Dalet Amin Beis, where it asks, Maishna Hasam, Da Amrit Pachas Me'arba Amis, Maishna Hacha, Da Amrit Pachas Mishosh Tfachim. Why is it when it comes to Dofen Akuma, the shear is going to be for Amis? Yet when it comes to Chaka Kedei Lahashlim, making the hole to make the distance between the Schach and the ground actually 10 Tfachim and not less, so then in such a case, Halacha says that only if it's less than 3 Tfachim from the wall. Answers the Gemara, Hasam, the Isel Doifin, Pachas Me'arba Amis, Sagya. If we're talking about a case where the Dofen already exists, the sheer Dofen is there, like in the case of the Itztava, the wall is definitely more than 10 Tfachim. The only issue is the Psul Schach,
So then in such a case, all you need is 4 amas for dofen and chuma. Hacha l'shavya l'dofen. Here you want to connect the hole to the wall and turn it into part of the wall itself. So then you need the concept of lavud. We're now being introduced to another very important concept in Maseches Sukkah, and that is, within 3 tvachim, we consider the objects as connected. Halachically, they're entirely within the same space. And therefore, in regards to making a wall, they need to be entirely connected. And it's not halachin dofen akuma, but it's l'shavya dofen, so pachas mishalosh tvachim in, ilo lo, because more than that, we don't say lavud. The Gemara continues 8 lines from the top. On dalad amah beis ha'isek v'ayim ha'esrim amah, if you have schach that's higher than 20 amas, ubana ba amud, shehu givo asar tvachim, and then you build a platform that's 10 tvachim, v'yesh ba hechsher sukkah, and there's enough now for the sukkah to be kosher in terms of its hechsher, which refers to the necessary requirement of shir sukkah of 7 tvachim. The problem over here is that there are no walls. The walls are not around the sukkah. In other words, they're not around the platform. If you take a look in the Hamasifta edition, it's Tziur Aleph on our Amud. So then in such a case, you have this platform. The platform lowered it, the distance between the Schach and the Amud, that's no longer 20 Amos. On the other hand, the Amud is not itself built of walls to the schach, and the walls that are around it are 20 amos from, more than 20 amos from the schach. So comes along the Gemara, and the Gemara introduces us to another important halachic concept. Savar Abaye Lemeima, Abaye thought to say, good asik mechitzasa. The halacha is that if you have a mechitza that is already going up, you could continue raising it up until the heavens. So therefore, the Amud has a mechitza between the ground and the top of the Amud. Therefore, Abaye argues, we could draw a visual, a imaginary, or maybe the better word would be a theoretical wall up all the way to the Schach, and you could sit on the Amud and be considered as if you're sitting in a Sukkah Kasha. Why? Because you're not more than 20 amos away from the schach, and halachically we draw up the mechitzos that you're already sitting on top of, in other words, either side of the amud, you draw that up to the schach. However, Abaye doesn't like, Rava does not like it. Amalei Rava, ba'inon mechitzos hanikares veleka. You need obvious mechitzos. Good asik will not allow you to create a sukkah. Now the Gemara has begun to discuss some halachic mechanics that one could use, like lavud, like possibly good asik, as was discussed above. The Gemara now discusses another case. Tana Rabban, not arba kundosin, v'sikech al gabov. We have a great diagram of that, Siur Beis, in the Hamasifta edition, where this is reminiscent of many buildings in the old city, that you have a building, and on the top of the building, there is an area that people use as a porch for its view. You want to make a sukkah on the top. However, you don't want to build full walls. There is a separate shaila in regards to makkah, how you could build such a sukkah, because at the end of the day, if it's on the top of the roof, so then there's going to be a problem of having a roof without a wall around it to prevent people from falling down, chas v'chalila, which is a little bit of a problem in the Masifta diagram, but that's a technicality. In our Gemara, it doesn't say specifically that's on top of a roof, but no, it's arba kenusim v'sikech al gabav. Rabbi Yaakov machshir v'chachamim posel. Rabbi Yaakov says it's kosher, while the chachamim say it's posel. The Gemara now throws in the roof issue. Amar Rav Huna says, now it's like our diagram. Machloikis al svas hagag. The machloikis between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim is if that's at the edge of the roof.
The Rabbi Yaakov Savar Amrinu Good Asik Mechitzasa. Rabbi Yaakov says that since there are mechitzas below, you could extend those mechitzas up until the schach. Similar to the idea that we had in the discussion with the Amud. The Rabbanan Savri Lo Amrinu Good Asik Mechitzasa. And the Rabbanan say, you do not do that. It could very well be. And this is how Rashi learns that the Shita of the Rabbanan is based on what we said above from Rava, where Rava said that you need mechitzas hanikaros. And the Chachamim say there are no mechitzas hanikaros. But if it's in the middle of the Gag, Divrei HaKol Psula, everybody will hold its posel. Rav Nachman Omar, Be'emtza HaGag, Machloikis. Rav Nachman says no, that in the middle of the roof, still Rabbi Yaakov will say that it's going to be kosher. How? You can no longer say good asik mechitzos. So let's take a look at Rashi inside. Not many Rashis we do inside, but here the best way to explain it is in the words of Rashi. Rashi in the Ibrahim Asfor, Nachman Omar, Be'em Tzagag Machloikis, Val Yudea Kundesin Rabbi Yaakov Machshira. Rabbi Yaakov is going to be Machshir now in a case in which you're making the sukkah in the middle of the roof, and there's no possibility to say good asik mechitzas on the edges of the roof, because on the middle of the roof, nevertheless, there's a way to be machshir with a totally different mechanic. The kundesin, the poles, ukigon shein rachav tefach lechol tzidim. If there are tefach wide on either side, the ika shein mechitzas tefach mitzafu ledarn, v'shein mechitzas tefach mimizlev ma'al b'chol achas v'achas kidil kamon. We're going to see later on, this applies in Erevin as well, that there are opinions that say that if you have a corner where there is a shein mechitza of a tefach going in either direction, let's take for argument's sake, the northeast corner. So you have a tefach going in the northern direction, you have a tefach going in the eastern direction, they meet at a right angle. So then in such a case, Rav Nachman says, Rabbi Yaakov is of the opinion that that's enough if you have the mechitza made in that manner, provided that when you get to the northwestern corner, there's also, again, a tefach that meets the corner with a tefach going in the, let's say, the southern direction. So the Gemara says like this, Rav Nachman holds be'emtza gag machlokis, that as long as you have a tefach, what is referred to later on sometimes as a tefach diyumad, so then in such a case, that would be enough to make it kosher. Now the Gemara asks the following shiloh. Iboilu be'emtza gag machlokis. When Rav Nachman said that the machlokis is in the middle of the roof, aval svasa kag divrei hakol kshero dilma bein bezu machlokis. Is there a machlokis between Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim as well at the edge? And they hold that just like the Chachamim say in the middle of the gag, it's not kosher because of the process of tefach mikan and tefach mikan not be enough to have a shei mechitza. Also, at the edge, they hold there is no mechitza as well, the Chacham, and therefore they also hold it's possible. Or, not that way. Or, at the edge of the Gag, then the Rabbana would be moda, according to Rav Nachman, that you say, good achis, asik, mechitzas, that you draw up the mechitzas. The Gemara is not sure. The Gemara asks, leaves off with a teku, tishbi yitaretz, kushius v'abayis. The Gemara now asks a question on Rav Huna's position. We had learned that Rav Huna said that the machlokis between Rabbi Yaakov and the Rabbanan is on the edge of the roof. However, in the middle of the roof, then everybody agrees that it's possible. Asks the Gemara, may see veinos, tahan kedusim bar sisigil gabav, Rabbi Yaakov machshir, v'chachomim poslan. Va'aretz dekeem tzagag domi, v'kamachshir Rabbi Yaakov, to yufta de Rav Huna, to Yufta. We see that Rabbi Yaakov was machshir even when you have these corners of a tefach on the ground. What do I mean on the ground? That you have the middle of an open area. You have four corners. Each corner has a tefach worth of width. And then in such a case, Rabbi Yaakov says it's going to be kosher. That is no different than putting these four corners, a tefach, in every direction, in middle of the roof. There's no difference between the two. And Rabbi Yaakov says it's kosher. So we see that Rav Huna is wrong, where Rav Huna said that be'emsa gag divrei hakol posel. Va'od, says the Gemara, I'll ask you another kasher on Rav Huna. Be'emsa hu depligi. Avosas hagag divrei hakol kshera. We also learned that on the edge of the gag, everybody holds that the sukkah is going to be kosher based on the idea of good asik mechitzas. We see from here that we have a bomb kasha on Rav Huna from two different directions. Question mark. Answers the Gemara. Amalacha Rav Huna. Pligi b'emtza agag v'hu adin al svas agag. No, I hold that they disagree both b'emtza agag as well as on the edge of the roof. V'hai dikamifligi b'emtza agag lohodiyacha koacho de Rabbi Yaakov. It's just to bring out the strength of Rabbi Yaakov's position, that feel be'emtza agag nami machshir, but now our two tiyuftas fall away, because Rav Huna agrees that there is a double machlokas between Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim on two different issues. Number one, does a mechitza of a tefach from the corners, in every single corner, make the sukkah kosher? Rabbi Yaakov says yes, Chachamim say no. And then we have another machlokas according to Rav Huna, whether we say good asik mechitzos or not. The Mark continues, 12 lines of Bad Madalena based on Rabbanon Arts, Arba Kundesin Ba'aretz, Vesiche Chal Gabov. If you put these four things into the ground, and you put Schach and Tak, Rabbi Yaakov, I'm a Rayin Kol She'ilu Yechokku, V'yachleku, V'yesh Man Tefach L'kan, Tefach L'kan, Nidonin Mishum D'yomit. V'im Lav, Ein Nidunin Mishum D'yomit. Rabbi Yaakov says that you do the following. If we're talking about the kundesin, which are often circular, then you have to measure out whether the length of the circle, if you squared it, those who know geometry know how to do that, if you turned it into a square, then in such a case, then it would get a tefach's worth of length. In simple terms, if the circle has the length of a tefach in either direction, so in such a case, Rabbi Yaakov says that it's kosher, and he refers to that, nidonim mishum diyomet. Then it's called the halacha of diyomet. What's the halacha of diyomet? So we learned in Erev and Adaf Yud Zayin on the base that when it came to pase beros, for the ole regel, that needed to stop with their animals and give them to drink, so then the Gemara is makel that as long as you make these right degree corners and there isn't too far a distance between them, then that's considered like mechitzos. That we learned in Erevin. So too over here, says Rabbi Yaakov, nidon mishum diyomet. V'im lav ein nidon mishum diyomet. Shoyi Rabbi Yaakov omer diyumde sukkah tefach. Rabbi Yaakov said that yumde sukkah of a tefach is going to be acceptable, while the Chachamim disagreed. The Chachamim omrim, at yushtayim kil chasan, ushlishis afilu tefach. The Chachamim disagree, and they say that you need two kahalacha, and the third, in other words, they need to be seven tefachim long, two walls, and a tefach in either direction with the right degree angle is not enough, and the third wall, according to the Chachamim, is acceptable if it's a tefach. When we get to the halacha lemaisa Bezer Hashem, we'll have to discuss that halacha lemaisa, we generally don't allow a third wall that's simply a tefach because of an important calculation that we'll discuss Bezer Hashem in the future. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Dalet in Maseches Sukkah. We get a big bonus for Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Tetzaveh, which is related to the Inyanei Binyan HaMikdash and Binyan HaMishkan, and precisely that is the daf for Shabbos Kodesh, daf Hey. Enjoy that, and Be'ezer Hashem, we will return with more halachos in terms of many of the ideas of the halacha l'moshe misinais that relate to Sukkah on daf Vav, Be'ezer Hashem, for Sunday for Parshas Kisisa. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes daf Dalid in Maseches Sukkah.